Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We go outdoors on the weekends with Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve-O, how you been?
Been great. It was a good day in the duck blind this morning, Steve. I'm wiping my eyes right now because I try to cut up some very powerful onions to put on my walleye tonight, and I'm crying all over the place, so bear with me.
I thought it was because you had to talk to me.
Oh, no, not a chance. It was really a good morning. It was a beautiful ducky morning, a little foggy. I know a lot of the people in the southern part of the state ran into some serious fog, but it was a really nice, very mild morning and did well on the wood ducks, and that was about the only species that we ran into this morning. And we did fine on the wood ducks, but not much for mallards or teal, and the shooting in the distance, I think, was kind of average, maybe a little below average, but people were out and about, and there were three, four groups in pretty much the same area we were. Everybody was spread out, plenty of room, and so that's, you know, better than I thought it would be, but not as good as it was back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, but we take what we can get.
Yeah, and do you expect some of those other birds to move in later? I mean, typically it's that first big cold front, that first big push of cold air, right?
Well, back in the day, you know, we got very excited by northwest winds and cold fronts because that always meant a push of birds. But nowadays, in modern times, that's not necessarily so. Last year, they, you know, overflew the state almost in a day or two. The whole kit and caboodle headed south. So we didn't really have a, you know, series of, you know, ducks moving in at different times. It was really a weird year. But it's hard to say. I like to see more local mallards and more local teal on a day like today. And if they're not there, they're not there. And then you have to wait for the migrant birds to come down. So, you know, we'll have to see. It's just, it's a crapshoot with this duck hunting in Minnesota. You just don't know from day to day, week to week, what's going to happen. You just try to get as many opportunities as you can and put as much time in the water as you can to try to make something happen.
Yeah, I put up the welcome sign out in the river. I want those wood ducks to come in and get after those acorns in my backyard. I rely on them every year to clean up the bumper crop of acorns, so I'm waiting along the river for the wood ducks to come through.
Well, I tell you, the acorns have had a banner year, and the area that I've been bow hunting for deer has got, there's so many acorns that I'm competing with the acorns because they just get on those things and roll them around in their mouth and spit out the husk, and it's just hilarious to watch them eat acorns. But they've got plenty of opportunities for food. The corn is standing, and I was out three times this week and still haven't pulled my bow back yet. I'm just not seeing them. Corn is still up. The beans are up. There's acorns everywhere, natural food for them. So it's sort of your typical September where, you know, you just got to wait it out till you get into the pre-rut in October. Although the fishing has picked up a little bit, you know, we've talked about it for 5-6 weeks, how slow it's been, and that's just kind of starting now. And my shallow water walleye bite is over. Now I'm finding them in 25, 28 feet of water. So they're definitely changing and making some sort of transition here with the water cooling. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. And the beauty of October coming up is the fishing's good, the hunting's good, everything just peaks in October. So that's the month you need to take about 4 weeks off, Steve.
Yeah, and you've been busy trying to get a deer in the woods. You talked about the duck hunt. What have you been hearing about the fall bite?
Not a lot. You know, everybody now switches to duck hunting pretty much, and in a lot of the lakes that I fish, there's been very little activity, and I think a lot of the cabin people just, you know, hung it up on Labor Day weekend, and not a whole lot of activity, and I'm usually in the morning the only trailer at the landing, and again, that's sort of typical for September, but once the fall bite gets going and the locals and the tourists kind of, you know, find out about it, then they'll start, you know, hitting the boat ramps, and you'll start seeing action when that kicks in, which is usually middle of October, beginning of October, depending on temperatures. Water temperatures are still really warm, Steve. They're 68, 69 still, and we got to get down below 60, and then things really start happening. And the 40s and 50s is really when the best action is. So it's all about Mother Nature, you know, how this is going to shake out. If we start getting a lot of cold, that's going to be good. If it stays warm, it's going to delay things. So, you know, if you like cold, bring it on.
Yeah. Quiet week, though, in these parts. Looks like it'll be quiet around much of the region this coming week. Dry, relatively cool, with warming temps a little bit later in the week. Here in the cities, we'll see highs around 70 by Thursday and Friday. But like I say, no real hot stuff, and for that matter, no real cold snaps. A very quiet week weather-wise. All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. Where are you going to be in the coming week?
I'm going to be going at it all different ways this week, Steve. Ducks, walleyes, and chasing deer. I do want to do one quick shout-out. I saw some duck boats this morning that were very overloaded, like three guys, decoys, dogs, and 14-foot boats. And people need to be aware there's a big wind coming in tomorrow afternoon, over 30 miles an hour. And those duck hunters out there in those overloaded boats really need to pay attention, because that can be a very serious situation when you're in a boat that's got too much weight in it, which you see a lot out there on the duck sloughs.
All right. Yeah, good advice indeed, Steve. Take care. We'll visit with you in a week.
Sounds good, Steve. Have a great rest of the weekend.
There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He's done it for years, and today is no exception. When we come back, lots of college football. Weird, the live stats out of Bethel had a 28-24 final. Well, now it's updated to 34-24. Bethel still wins in the big showdown today in the MIAC. We'll have the regional scoreboard. We'll have the Big Ten in the top 25. Minnesota playing well on the road at Michigan State. That game should be at the half. Jonathan Lowe's going to jump in early. And then, of course, Jonathan Lowe's going to be around for the Twins game tonight. Twins and Angels at Target Field. Our coverage begins a little bit later on. Couple of guests, Matt Hodson from the Twins front office with details on Fan Appreciation Weekend, and Dan Hayes, who covers the Twins for The Athletic, about turning the page and looking forward to 2023. We'll get Dan's thoughts on that as the Twins are now in playoff the string mode here in the 2022 season. That is all coming up here on News Talk, E3O-WCCO. There is a lot going on. Twins, Angels tonight, Fan Appreciation Weekend. It has been a rough stretch for the home nine. We'll get into that a little bit later on. By the way, our pregame show at 5:30, first pitch after 6 o'clock tonight. And then the series finale, and then the Twins' home season just about over. The White Sox in town, and then that's it. They'll finish on the road in Detroit and Chicago. Meanwhile, the Vikes and Lions go at it tomorrow at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Vikes have played two games, and they couldn't have been more different. A blowout win over Green Bay in week one, and then a blowout loss in Philly in week two, and then what I would say is a sneaky good Detroit Lions team. Scrappy, kind of like their coach. I don't know. Generally, over the years, whether it was the old Met or the Metrodome or now U.S. Bank Stadium, generally the Vikings have owned the Lions here in Minnesota. But I don't know. this Lions team scares me a little bit going into the game tomorrow. And then, of course, college football. Ton of college football today. Big game in the MIAC. Bethel defeats St. John's. And what's weird about it, the live stats I'm looking at jump back and forth between 28-24 Bethel and 34-24 Bethel. So I can't figure it out. The MIAC website takes forever to update. So it looks like Bethel won, but we're not sure by how much. We hope to get a game report on that one. We do know Gustavus won at Concordia 23-6. Augsburg beat St. Scholastica in Minneapolis 50-13. Carleton was leading Hamlin late, and St. Olaf will play McAllister in St. Paul tonight at 7 o'clock. Over in the Northern Sun, a more reliable scoreboard for sure. And number 13, Augustana beat Northern State 21-13. Minnesota State has gone ahead, or excuse me, Mary's gone ahead of Minnesota State in Mankato 28-24 early in the fourth. This has been a seesaw affair. And Sioux Falls has won their football game over UMD. Now, the scoreboard at the Northern Sun website says Sioux Falls leads at 20-17. That is not the final, however. Sioux Falls did win that football game today over UMD in Sioux Falls. And then the only other score in the Northern Sun with all the other action coming up later on had Winona State blowing out MSU Moorhead today 40-7. So you're up to date on some of the scores around the area. Right now we want to bring in Jonathan Lowe. He's going to update us on the Big Ten and the Top 25, including Minnesota's Big Ten opener at Michigan State. They are at the half so far, so good for the Golden Gophers. Jonathan Lowe, it is all yours.
Thank you very much, Steve Thompson. It's wonderful to be on with you again on this wonderful day of the week. And I know it's dreary. It's rainy. It's gray. It's not a beautiful day outside. I'm sorry. But there is one thing that gives you a light, a shining light of hope. For the first time in the astrological year of 2022, you can officially say that it is a Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And we get it rolling in the Big Ten, and we start in East Lansing, where Minnesota is not only looking to go to 4-0, but they're doing it in an impressive fashion. They are leading Michigan State at the half 17-0. Tanner Morgan, 17 of 20, 207 yards and a touchdown. Muhammad Ibrahim, 16 rushes, 78 yards and a touchdown as the Gophers continue to lead at the half. Other scores, Indiana looking to get to 4-0 on the season. They're at Cincinnati, and they are getting rolled. The Bearcats lead at the break 38-10. Finals from early today, it was number 14, Penn State, pulling away in the second half to defeat Central Michigan 33-14. Number 4, Michigan, had a tussle with Maryland and were only up 4 at the half. It actually ended up being a fairly close end of the game, 34-27. Michigan pulled away in the fourth quarter. Maryland got close but didn't have enough time to come back and win. Fourth-ranked Michigan now 3-0 on the season. Coming up later this evening at 6 o'clock tonight, it'll be a kickoff in Piscataway between Iowa and Rutgers. Rutgers 3-0 on the season, Iowa 2-1. A little bit later, it'll be Purdue taking on Florida Atlantic. Purdue trying to get to 2-2 on the season. Northwestern trying to recover from their loss to Southern Illinois last week. They host Miami of Ohio. The big game in the Big Ten tonight will be number 3 Ohio State at home hosting Wisconsin. Ohio State looking to get the 4-0 on the season. One other final to talk about. Illinois was a winner earlier in the week over Chattanooga, the final 31-0. The Fightin' Brett Bielemas are now 3-1 on the season. To the top 25 scoreboard, it is at the half in Knoxville on Rocky Top. Number 11, Tennessee, leads number 20, Florida, 16-14. Number 25, Miami, at the half is trailing to Middle Tennessee. The Racers race out to a 24-10 lead at the break. Number 22, Texas, on the road in Lubbock, taking on Texas Tech. The Longhorns leading 24-14. They have just kicked off the third quarter. Number 15, Oregon, trying to hold off Washington State. The Cougars looking to get to 4-0 on the season, and they earlier defeated Wisconsin in Madison. The Cougars now up 17-6 late in the second quarter. Number 16, Ole Miss. They are holding a 28-14 lead at home over Tulsa late in the second quarter. Ole Miss 3-0 on the season. Finals from early today. Number 17, Baylor had to hold on in Ames to defeat Iowa State. The Bears win 31-24. It was a wild affair in Winston-Salem. Number 5, Clemson. Number 21, Wake Forest. Both 3-0 on the season. It not only went to overtime, it went to double overtime, and Clemson holds on for a 51-45 victory. Number 1, Georgia, they had a tougher than expected time with the flashes, golden flashes of Kent State. The Dogs, however, get to 4-0 on the season. They win 39-22. Number 24, Pitt, they rebound from their loss to Tennessee and beat Rhode Island 45-24. Coming up later on tonight, number 10, Arkansas, will be in Jerry World at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington to take on number 23, Texas A&M. Number 8, Kentucky will be at home to take on Northern Illinois. It'll be number 12, NC State trying to get to 4-0 as they host Connecticut. Number 2, Alabama trying to get to 4-0. They host Vanderbilt. Number 6, Oklahoma, they'll be at home trying to get their fourth win on the season as they host Kansas State. Number 7, USC will be on the road in Corvallis, where undefeated dreams have gone to die before. Oregon State is 3-0 on the season as well. They're both trying to get to 4-0 on the year. Number 19, BYU, looking to rebound from their loss to Oregon last week. They host Wyoming. Number 18, Washington, off of that spanking of Michigan State last week, they will host Stanford. And number 13, Utah, will be at home, or on the road, excuse me, in Tempe, taking on Arizona State with a new head coach since Herm Edwards was booted out earlier in the week. Now we head to FCS, and in the Missouri Valley, they are starting league play, and they're starting it with a bang. Number 1 overall in FCS, North Dakota State, they take down, double up, South Dakota in Vermilion, 34-17. Number 4 in FCS is South Dakota State. They're in a tussle with Missouri State in Springfield. That score 14-all at the end of the third quarter. North Dakota is trailing at Southern Illinois, 31-16. That's early in the fourth. And just about to get to halftime in Macomb, Northern Iowa is up on Western Illinois, 17-3. One other score to talk about, St. Thomas in the Pioneer League. They are dusting off Lincoln of California. I believe that has gone final. The current score they show is 43-6 with 10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. So St. Thomas getting back on the right track and getting a second win after losing to Southern Utah in the opener this season.
All right, very good, Jonathan. I've never heard of Lincoln of California, but
you are not the only one, sir.
Yeah, that is new. And I've been doing scores on Saturday for a long time. You've been a part of it for a long time as well. That's a new one.
By the way, the Lincoln, California, I don't know whether it's college or university, their nickname, the Oaklanders.
All right. Just goes to show you learn something new every day. But congrats to the Tommies on beating a team today I've never heard of. It is 4-30. Once again, huge game in the MIAC. Bethel beat St. John's 28-24. The live stats for a while showed 34-24, but Bethel wins it. Once again, the final 34-24. Jaron Rosti, the fine Royals quarterback, comes back. And for the first time in his career, beat St. John's. He goes 19-29, 321 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a pick. Now, we have a Twins game coming up, so time is going to be tight today. We're going to try and squeeze in some game reports, bring you some more scores, and we're also going to tell you about the Twins and the Angels as well between now and 5:30. But first, quick break. We'll do the weather. Here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Twins coming up, Twins and Angels at Target Field, Fan Appreciation Weekend. It has been a struggle for the home nine. We'll get into that in more detail. Big college football day around the area. Let's go to the MIAC, Augsburg, home to St. Scholastica. Don Stoner joins us. And Don, big win for the Auggies today.
Yeah, big win. 50-13, the final score for Augsburg. Home opener here at Edor Nelson Field and the conference opener as well. Big offensive day for the Auggies. They put together 603 yards of total offense compared to 223 for the Saints. The Saints got on the board first with a touchdown from Nick Schlender, but then Augsburg scored 24 unanswered points to take a 24-7 lead at halftime. Included among those were two touchdown passes from Cade Sheehan, one to Dominic Smith and the other to Braden Treader. And then Saint Scholastica scored again on the opening drive of the third quarter, and Augsburg finishes the game with 26 unanswered points with touchdown passes from Sheehan to Treader, a rushing touchdown from Trey Lee, a 15-yard reception for a touchdown by Devin Shelsky, and then a rushing touchdown for DJ Monroe. DJ, the sophomore out of Shakopee, had a huge rushing day for the Aggies. 25 carries for 187 yards. Trey Lee, 9 carries for 78 yards. Cade Sheehan, the quarterback, sophomore out of Rochester Mayo, completed 26 of 38 passing, 295 yards and 4 touchdowns, 2 of those going to Braden Treader, who caught 12 passes for 182. Dominic Smith caught 4 passes for 23 yards and a touchdown. Nick Schlender rushed for both touchdowns for St. Scholastica. He rushed 17 times for 141 yards. And on defense, the Aggies were led by Brandon Schostrand, who had 7 tackles on the day. Lionel Gates, Jalen Lomax with 6. Jalen Lomax also with a half sack. Yariel Lopez Barrera with a sack. And Jake Kukowski for St. Scholastica with 11 tackles on the day. Aggies now 3-0 on the season to start the year. And they'll travel down to Northfield next Saturday at 1 to take on St. Olaf.
All right, very good, Don. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
There he is, Don Stoner. Augsburg beats St. Scholastica in Minneapolis, 50-13. Carlton led Hamlin late, 14-6. Still can't confirm the score there. Gustavus beat Concordia, 23-6. And St. Olaf and McAllister tonight at 7. Game of the day in the conference. St. John's at Bethel. Royals win it 28-24. Jaron Rosty returns. Their outstanding quarterback. Huge day today. 3 touchdown passes. Royals win. Beat the Johnnies 28-21. Both teams are now 2-1. And I would assume would play for the conference title at the end of the season. They're the favorites again in the MIAC. Let's jump over to the Northern Sun. Augustana off to a great start in this 22 season, and they beat rival Northern State from Aberdeen today. Jeff Filling, the vice of the Vikings, joins us, and another good win for Augustana.
Was, Steve, and I do have a question for you. Could you send me a slab of ribs from that Nikki's barbecue?
I would. I'm on it. Right after the show, it's on the way.
Okay, because
I might even drive him to Sioux Falls.
That would be great. That would be wonderful. But I'll be too hungry by the time you get here after you're off the air. So, yeah, Augustana won 21-13 for the first time this year. For 3 minutes in the game, they trailed. Northern scored the first touchdown of the second half to take the lead, 14-10, but Augustana responded right away with a pass from Thomas Skolton to Matt Francis of 5 yards, completing a 73-yard drive to take the lead. And then the Vikings, who forced 3 turnovers today and didn't have any, got a strip sack from Joel DeHi and Grayson Diepenbrock, who also picked up his 6th sack of the year, picked it up and ran it in to make it 21-10. Northern would kick a field goal late in the game, but Augustana was able to hold off the Wolves, who beat Minnesota State last week. Final here, 21-13. It was an old-time football game, Steve. Neither team had 300 yards in total offense today.
How was the weather in Sioux Falls today?
It was nice. It was about 70 degrees, cloudy. Sun came out a little bit, but it's going to be a little warmer here this week than it is in Minneapolis. So
yeah, and what's coming up for Augustana?
They play Sioux Falls next Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Sioux Falls, I believe, scored late to beat Duluth by 4, I think, 3 or 4.
Yeah, I did see a final on that. Sioux Falls holds off UMD 34-31. I was following both play-by-play guys, Tom Frederick for the University of Sioux Falls and then Jeff Papas for UMD. Sounds like there were some controversial calls in that game, and the key to the city on the line next week in that rivalry between Augustana and Sioux Falls. Jeff, always great. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Take care. Ribs on the way.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
There he is, Jeff Filling, longtime voice of Augustana Athletics. And Augustana wins 21-13. They're off to a great start. You heard about Sioux Falls getting it done. 34-31, the final there. Sioux Falls. Minnesota State has pulled ahead of Mary in Mankato, 31-28. This game has gone back and forth. Couple of minutes to go in the game. Mary has the football. Just underway is Southwest Minnesota State against Minot State. Also in the third now, Bemidji State leading at Upper Iowa 24-14. One other final. Winona State blew out MSU Moorhead 40-7. The final in that football game. And we should point out, still to come a little bit later on, Concordia St. Paul taking on Wayne State. So you're up to date on the scores as they stand right now around the area. There is a one game tonight in the MIAC, and we've got to mention that. This will feature St. Olaf and McAllister tonight at 7 o'clock. So St. Olaf and McAllister coming up tonight in St. Paul. So you're up to date on all the scores. And we'll have some more Twins coverage coming up momentarily. We'll get an update on Fan Appreciation Weekend with Matt Hodson, what's going on at the ballpark tonight. And then tomorrow on a Sunday as the Twins' home season winds down rapidly with three with the White Sox. So Matt will join us. We'll squeeze in some more college football scores. Dan Hayes from The Athletic covers the Twins for that organization. Will join us following the news and weather at 5 here on News Talk. E3O WCCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is a busy sports day. College football galore. We'll have some scores coming up. Twins and Angels tonight. We'll talk more about the Twins momentarily. But a big one in the MIAC. St. John's 2-0 at Bethel 1-1. Great rivalry in this conference. Austin Legette joins us at Bethel and smiles all around in Arden Hills for the Royals. Austin, are you there? Well, he was. We will tell you, though, that Bethel beat St. John's 28-24. Both teams are now 2-1. Other scores in the MIAC real quick. Augustana beat St. Scholastica 50-13 in Minneapolis. Augsburg unbeaten. Carlton beat Hamlin 45-12. Finally got a final score out of that one. Gustavus won at Concordia 23-6. All right, back to Bethel and St. John's. Austin Legette here. What a win for the Royals.
Well, Steve, it was a classic Johnny Bethel matchup here in Arden Hills in front of a crowd of 7,000-plus. Johnny started out with quite the drive to start the game. 19 plays, they go 70 yards over 9 minutes to go 7-0. Bethel answers just a couple plays later. 45-yard run from the line of scrimmage for Bryce Kunkel, tied in. Second quarter, a lot less offense there. St. John's, the lone scoring play with a 21-yard field goal at half. The Johnnies led 10-7. Bethel came into this day. They are 4-22 since 2013 when trailing at the half. Well, the Tides turn as Jaron Rossi, back after an injury in week 1, the dislocated shoulder, was out there today to play. went 19 of 29 in the air, one interception, 321 yards, three touchdowns. A big play today for him was a 72-yard connection to Joey Kidder, 12:15 left in the third. That put the Royals ahead 14-10. St. John's response about a minute and a half later, 58-yard reception for the Johnnies, three plays, 75 yards. They go up 17-14. That was after Bethel misses a 20-yard field goal to try and tie it. Fourth quarter, there was more offense than you ever could have imagined. Ellen Send, a 12-yard reception from Jaron Rossi, puts the Royals up 21-17. 9 minutes back, Trost, a 5-yard rush right into the end zone. The Johnnies go up 24-21 with 9:38 left to go. And then it was the big play, Jaron Rossi's second longest touchdown of his career to Micah Niewoldt, 72 yards. They go up 28-24. The Johnnies did have two opportunities, though, in the final 3 minutes. Both drives ended in interceptions. Royals needed out victory formation and pick up the highest win over a ranked opponent in program history.
Yeah, big win. A huge game today. Jaron Rossi back from injury. A great player from Alexandria. And probably his most memorable victory in a Bethel Royals uniform. Good for him, and good for Bethel. And there's a chance these teams meet again later in the year.
There absolutely is. That rematch, if it does happen, will come in the MIAC Championship. That'll be in Collegeville, should it happen. The other side of the division and the Skyline hosting that this year. Late November football, almost a picture-perfect ending to the day. The rain fell for about 20 minutes heavy here as the final buzzer ran out, similar to the snowfall last year.
All right, very good. Thanks, Austin, for the report. Big win for the Bethel Royals today as they beat St. John's 28-24. And if you're wondering, next week Bethel will be at Gustavus and St. Peter. The Gustavus got a win, and St. John's home to Concordia next Saturday. All right, let's get over to the Twins. Twins and Angels fan appreciation weekend well underway, and Matt Hodson's been good enough to join us all season long. From the Twins front office, and Matt, here we are. Hard to believe, final homestand of the season is at hand.
Yeah, it goes quick every year, doesn't it? You know, it's. I was thinking about it yesterday. It's just You know, now five more games coming tonight. I don't know where the time went. It seems like just yesterday you and I were talking on Breakfast in the Plaza.
Yeah, that's exactly right. On a very chilly morning out on the plaza, we got to see at that moment a future Hall of Famer, Tony Oliva, greeting fans out front. What a great scene to see Tony O that day. Of course, he and Kitty inducted into the Twins or into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York this summer. Certainly a great moment. But tonight, Twins and Angels. And then again, tomorrow, big part of Fan Appreciation Weekend. Matt, real quickly, what can fans expect if they come out to Target Field tonight or again tomorrow?
Yeah, you're right. It's Fan Appreciation Weekend, our way to say thanks here for a couple days. Fans coming out tonight, the first 20,000 fans will get a free Twins beanie courtesy of Caribou Coffee. Also, the first 25,000 fans will get 18 and over, will get a pull tab guaranteed to win a prize. Everything from some Caribou Coffee upgrades to Twins memorabilia to a surprise pack. We'll also have Lucky Rose, some surprise and delights for our fans throughout the game. So if you come tonight, chances are you're going to be a winner in one way, shape, or form. And then tomorrow is our Kids Appreciation Day presented by Target. We'll give out kids beanies to the first 5,000 kids, 12 and under. Some kids pull tabs for some more prizes for them as well. Lucky Rose again, just again, a lot of different ways to give thanks. A lot of prize packs, and those could be autographed baseballs or other memorabilia. Come out to the game, and we'll make sure you leave with something.
All right, that sounds good, Matt. And big thank you for all your help this season on Saturdays leading up to Twins games. Always been good to visit with you, and the rain is moving through. Should be a great night at the ballpark, and certainly on Kids Day tomorrow at Target Field with the Angels in town.
Absolutely. Come on out, and chance to see Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, get a glimpse of Forest Lake's own Matt Wallner here in his first weekend at Target Field, and start to see some of the things that we'll get excited about as we start ramping up for 2023.
All right, outstanding, Matt. Have a good evening, and we'll visit again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, and win Twins.
There he is, Matt Hodson from the Twins front office. And the Fan Appreciation Weekend tonight and tomorrow. Pregame show, by the way, at 5:30 today. First pitch at 6:10. Twins and Angels. Joe Ryan will be on the mound tonight for the home nine as they try and get back on track. Been a tough stretch as of late. I don't think there's been any question about that. And then series finale tomorrow. And then the White Sox come to town for the final home series of the season starting on Tuesday. Twins close on the road in Detroit and Chicago. We've got to run. We've got the news, some more scores. Dan Hayes, who covers the Twins for The Athletic, on the way here at CCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.